Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake Vaughn with you guys here from 7 to 11 tonight on Overtime. We got Michael Bohm running the board as well, doing work behind the glass here. I'm on the 2020s. Andrew Hody with us. I wanted to kick things off, and a lot of conversation, so much surrounding, the Browns have gone through. We've talked so much between Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders. And as we get further and further away from Shedeur and closer to what feels like a potential draft pick of Travis Hunter at 2, it feels like the conversation, it's shifted to that, but we've focused so heavily on that. It's the only thing we focused on, that and the quarterback spot. But the quarterback spot, again, has been so much centered and focused just around, do you take Shedeur at 2, that I want to push it further than that. I want to go to more of a general question, because if the Browns don't take Shedeur Sanders at 2, and again, it doesn't really feel like at this point that we're getting there, no matter how much I might want it to happen, we're not getting any closer to it actually happening. So I just think that we still need to have a conversations potentially about the quarterbacks lower on in the draft. And I'm not talking, we're going to have a full-on discussion right now between Dillon Gabriel and Riley Leonard, okay? We're not going that far down. But I do almost wonder what the feeling is from everybody about whether or not you truly think that somewhere in this class, the Browns have the potential to find themselves a long-term answer at the quarterback spot, right? If you bypass on Shedeur Sanders at 2, I think you're clearly getting yourself to a point where you're longer and longer a shot of getting there, and you've practically exited from, hey, that guy's our week one starter. But you're not even going to go down that route. Actually, I think even if you get Shedeur Sanders at this point, you're probably still not in the camp of, well, there's our week one starter. You're probably still turning to what I would imagine would be Joe Flacco. But as we get towards the end of the first round, into the second round, and where the Browns could actually end up, you obviously start talking about names, then you have Jaxon Dart, Jalen Milroe, Tyler Shough, and I know the Cleveland fan base, the ones of them who attach themselves to Ohio State as well, toss Will Howard into that mix. I do, though, think that there's a potential for a long-term answer there. Now, you're not going to find out about that answer in 2025. But, of course, it would impact the way that you go at 2026. So much of the conversation has been, well, just punt on the quarterback spot, maybe take a guy a little bit later, and then go find your answer in 2026. I think, realistically, if the Browns go quarterback at 33, and they take Jaxon Dart, they take Jalen Milroe, there's not a huge chance that the Browns turn and take quarterback in 2026, unless they find themselves with the number one pick, and you have Arch Manning or whatever quarterback sitting atop that draft that's a can't-miss, has-to-hit prospect, going to be a franchise quarterback. Sure, maybe the conversation changes on that. But if you find yourself drafting at like 13, 16, wherever the Browns may end up, if you're more towards the center of that draft, I would imagine the guy that you used a second-round pick on, or heck, maybe even a third-round pick on, you'd be willing to give that opportunity, give that chance to go out and compete and prove himself as a potential long-term answer rather than take a quarterback in 2026. So when I take a look at the quarterbacks that are available right now on the board, I think there's probably a couple of names that if you took him at 33, could legitimately still be long-term answers for you. I take his potential, not like putting my flag in that quarterback and saying, yeah, it's a guarantee this guy's going to turn out and you have to give him an opportunity. But I think you're in that conversation with Dart, Milrow, and Shug at least. You have to group them into that category. Like, I personally, out of those guys, I would be on the Jalen Milrow train because I think that the opportunity to improve and the opportunity to learn things in areas that he may struggle is a very good pairing alongside Joe Flacco. I would love if you went and got Jalen Milrow. But again, if you draft Jalen Milrow, I'm viewing Jalen Milrow as my quarterback of the future. I'm treating him as if maybe not this year, maybe again, when we talk about these quarterbacks, a little undercooked. Maybe they need to spend a little bit more time in the oven and getting fully prepared to be in the NFL. But I look at a guy like Jalen Milrow, and if the Browns are burning pick 33 on him, and burning, I guess, is negative connotation, probably shouldn't say burning. If they're using the 33rd pick in the draft to get a quarterback, get Jalen Milrow, I would think that at some point next year, you turn the keys over. You hope of everything he can be. I mean, unless he's so darn awful that he can't. I would think that the Browns would be viewing it as, all right, the same way we talked about viewing potentially bringing in a Joe Flacco or another veteran quarterback from last year, this year, and going into the drafts of the future as almost a bridge option, but keeping your rookie quarterback in-house, right? Taking the guy who you're bridging to in-house and having him get familiar with the system, reconnect with potentially Tommy Rees, if we're talking Jalen Milrow here, right? You're going to bring in that guy. So if I'm looking, do I have faith that the Browns could find a long-term answer? I do. I think you have three potential long-term answers sitting in the draft right now. Outside of Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, guys who, sure, they might not be starting quarterback caliber, they might not be the answer to your future, but understand that if you want the Browns to go out and take a quarterback at 33, that quarterback probably is not getting very many starting reps. Jackson Dart might have his hand in the pot to be a guy that you look at and say, well, towards the end of the year, after he's set for a little bit, behind Flacco, maybe behind Pickett, he's somebody that you could turn to and at least give some reps and see what he has. But again, barring the Browns being in that I'm in a spot in the draft in 2026 where it doesn't matter if I have Jalen Milrow or I have Jackson Dart because Arch Manning's sitting in my lap and there's no reason why I can't go out there and take the quarterback that should be a quarterback of the future. You don't just waste a second and a first-round pick on a quarterback in back-to-back years without seeing that guy ever play. Now, I think you got to a scenario where if you started that quarterback and they played all year and they didn't look great and you weren't convinced by him, sure, you could go back and reach in. But if you take a guy and have him develop behind a Joe Flacco and have him learn from a 40-year-old veteran quarterback who's in the Super Bowl, I think rightfully so, you'd want to see that guy start. And rightfully so, I'd be looking at him after using the very first pick in the second round, going, that's the guy who's supposed to take over the franchise. Am I holding him to the standard of a number one overall pick like I would have been Baker? No, but I'm not holding him all that far from the flame either. He has to be in that conversation of, again, somebody that can take over and lead the franchise, and you put your faith in the franchise in. Andrew Berry will be making that pick sort of with the understanding that this quarterback takes over. This quarterback is going to be the guy that partially my career is resting on. Because it might not be enough. You might not look at a quarterback right now and say, I like him more than Travis Hunter. I like him more than Abdul Carter. But that doesn't mean you don't like a quarterback. And you just have to give him time. There might not be a short-term answer for you or an immediate answer, I should say. But when we look at long-term answers at quarterback, there's plenty of options sitting on the board. The Browns just have to go out, and Kevin Stefanski is going to have to prove to this fan base that you have to develop a quarterback. It be the quarterback whisper, make mediocre to bad quarterbacks look good. Well, guess what? You should be making good quarterbacks potentially look great. So go find the potential guy. Again, for me, I look at it, and I say that if I'm looking at the draft, I like Jalen Milroe, and I love the pairing that you put him with Flacco. And that's a guy to me that, sure, with a year of sitting, maybe developing, and maybe that process is sped up by Tommy Rees, you could hand the keys over, and it might be some growing pains, but you know what? That's a guy that can take over an NFL franchise potentially. But just because the Browns are passing on a quarterback at two doesn't mean I'm punting on 2025 at quarterback. It doesn't mean that I'm looking forward to 2026 to find my answer. I do think that as we sit here, the Browns are going about this the same way that I've laid it out to you. You take a quarterback in the first two rounds, we're giving that guy a shot. We clearly trust in him enough to use what is very valuable draft assets to go out and get him. So that's going to be our quarterback at some point. He's going to get the opportunity to play here. I highly doubt you get a scenario where you draft a guy, he sits for a year, and you just move on. I think the Browns are viewing a potential 33rd pick as a long-term solution for the quarterback position and a guy that they hope can be here for a decade plus. And I think Browns fans should be viewing it in almost the exact same way, that if they go out and draft a guy, sure, you got your wish, you got your happiness of Joe Flacco this year, but make no mistake, when the calendar year turns over and the 2026 season gets ready to ramp up, the guy you draft at 33 should be the one under center, and it should be the expectation that that guy's going to be under center for a long time. You got to see it. You got to have him prove it to you, but the hope for that idea should be there. 216-474-0092. Do you still have faith that the Browns find a long-term answer at quarterback in the 2025 draft? I want to throw out the scenario, the mix that you get between Jalen Milroe and Jackson Dart as well, and which one you guys would like more. A lot coming up for you tonight. Lance Reisling, Coach Riz at Cleveland.com, going to be joining us at 8 o'clock to talk what's going on for the Browns in the draft, talk a little draft in general, and as well the Browns' current quarterback situation with Joe Flacco there. Coming up at 10 o'clock, towards the end of the show, we'll talk to Dylan Feltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes on SI, talk about the Buckeyes that are in the draft, where their stock has moved since the last time we talked, and we talked to Dylan about a month ago, and as well as some questions there atop the draft in college football. Plus, the station buzz at 7:40, get a grip at 9, plenty to get to, but right now, asking you guys at 216-474-0092, do you still have faith that the Browns find a long-term answer at quarterback in this draft? We'll get to your calls and more coming up here in about 5 minutes. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick here until 11 with you guys on 92.3 The Fan. If you should have faith in somebody that the Browns potentially take at 33, right? Is that somebody that should be viewed as a quarterback that is the answer to your future, not just a guy that you take in the first round? I think very similarly to a guy, obviously, let's frame it, Jalen Hurts, right? But Jalen Hurts was never really known if he was going to be a true answer. I mean, I'm sure there were people excited in Philadelphia when Jalen Hurts got drafted, and there was buzz about what he could be, but I don't know that even Jalen Hurts carried the, well, he's going to be a starter, and not just, oh, this is a flyer pick, and there's a chance. Why not? Right, but we've had guys later on in these drafts be viewed as potential answers to the quarterback position in probably a lot more immediately than they ever should have been. Take into consideration the way that it was treated for like a Desmond Ridder in Atlanta. And I know we don't want to talk about the 2022 draft class, but he was taken in the third round, and Atlanta did kind of look at him as you're going to eventually step in and you're going to get the chance to start. Now, you're also not going to like that example because Desmond Ridder wasn't very good at football, but that's a side note. There are guys that are taken later on in the draft that you do view as maybe this guy can be the answer. Maybe this guy can be the true one of our future. And I want to look at a couple of names because Tyler Shough's a name that interests me. I think he had some really good tape, but he is going to be 26. And there's a lot less time for that guy to turn into a premier quarterback, even if he did work out and he was good. Like, you're taking a rookie that's going to be, assuming he sits the first year, 27 in this first full season. Well, you've already limited your time. And, well, if he's here for 10 years, yeah, you definitely lucked out. 37-year-old quarterback going out there and slinging. It's a real good answer. But now I did want to sort of narrow it down and look at the difference between a Jackson Dart and a Jalen Milroe. And I think either guy could potentially be the sort of solution for the Browns. And Jackson Dart's the more obvious one, rumored to be going in the first round, that a team potentially later on in the draft could look at him and want to make that pick, whether it's the Rams just looking for their next bridge from Matthew Stafford over to a rookie, or whether the Steelers put their faith in a guy like Jackson Dart to go lead the franchise right away. Or maybe after a short period of time, congratulations if you're Jackson Dart backing up Mason Rudolph or potentially Aaron Rodgers. Two very different scenarios. But as I sit here, and even if I compare the two, Jalen Milroe is sort of my premier guy that I look at and go, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. He definitely needs a year to develop and definitely turn into a something that he could sort of function into something that's great. And he just needs a little time to develop, but he's a guy that I look at and say, yeah, he's somebody that if you take him, I'm expecting big things out of you in the future, and I'm expecting an offense to be tailored to what you could potentially bring. I want to get you guys in on this too. 216-474-0092. We're going to listen to somebody on the station earlier today talking about Jalen Milroe, but I do want to go out to the phones. Let's go out and talk to Jonah is in Canton. You're first up on the fan. What's going on, Jonah?
Hey, guys. Listening to you guys talk about this. You guys talk about Jalen Hurts. You know, nobody really thinking he's going to pan out, become this, like, Super Bowl winning quarterback, obviously, that he is.
Right.
And you guys mentioned that even he didn't really even think that about himself. But I'd actually question that. I'd say that Jalen Hurts probably believed that about himself more than anybody. And being a coach's son that he is, you know, growing up with his dad as a coach, like, I think he had that discipline in him where it's like athletic-wise, talent-wise, like, he's not on the level of Lamar or Josh Allen or Pat Mahomes, but he's got that discipline in him. He's got that ability to work. He's got that ability to be coached. Like, that's something he was raised with. Those are the things you can't be taught. Like, you could argue that those things are more important than the skill or maybe equally as important. So whoever that QB is that we draft, like, it can be a late-round guy. It can be a guy that people are, like, not wooed by his athleticism or his arm talent. And we can go win a Super Bowl because that's what the Eagles did. But you got to find a guy that's coachable. You got to find a guy that believes in himself, that's going to fit into your system well, that doesn't need to do all the flashy things, but can do the right things, you know, can make the right calls. And so I just think it doesn't matter whether people believe in this person or not. Like, our front office has to look at these quarterbacks, meet with them, see their character, see the kind of person they are, and see, okay, do you have enough? And then does your character get you the rest of the way? So what do you guys think?
Yeah, no doubt, Jonah, and I appreciate the call. I think that if you look at it, and you're 100% right. And I don't know if what I was saying got misconstrued. I wasn't saying that Jalen Hurts didn't believe himself. I was saying more so the Eagles fan base, whether or not they believed in him. But you did hit on a key point of, well, listen, all of these guys, the potential is there. And if you're looking for somebody that's a hard worker, dedicated, and taking that first year, being a sponge, and being able to up their game enough from, hey, this is a second-round talent, to now that this is a, I don't know if you want to go premier starting quarterback, but this is a starting quarterback in the NFL who holds his own. He's not number 29. He's not number 31. He's a guy that you look at and say, okay, he's top 15 or above. Right? Look at the contract that Jalen Hurts was handed. That's 100% it. But I think it does fit the mold of Jalen Milroe. And I'm not saying it doesn't fit the mold of Jackson Dart and the conversation we have here, but I know for a fact it does fit the build of Jalen Milroe, the way that he's wired. Everything that you can hear about that guy is that he's a hard worker, head down, getting his stuff done. Hey, I think he comes from a military background, if I'm not mistaken, and that might not woo you over one way or another, but that does genuinely, generally paint a picture of, hey, this guy can learn, this guy can be disciplined. And if I'm not mistaken, in 4 years, I think he had a master's degree from Alabama. Like, that's, okay, tip of the cap. Tip of the cap to you if you're getting a master's degree in your time playing college football at the quarterback position, having to learn a playbook, do the things that a D1 athlete, a D1 quarterback has to do on a daily basis, and then also being able to earn your master's on top of it while being probably a second-round pick in the draft. That's a guy, to me, that you look at, and he's 100%. He's a hard worker. He's a guy that you can turn to. You know, he's going to be something that could potentially get there. Now, as we talk about Jalen Milroe, I did want to get to a clip from earlier on in the station today. Connor Rogers, NBC Sports draft analyst, was on with Afternoon Drive today, and he sort of talked about why, in the process along of potentially, you would go and believe Jalen Milroe as a developmental prospect.
Ilk of Milroe, not Jackson Dart. I think that with Milroe, yes, he has inconsistencies as a passer. He has moments where the turnovers drive you nuts, but there's just not a lot of guys with that kind of speed. He has arm talent. He's got a good body. He's strong. He's athletic. He could take hits. He could run through contact. And he's an A-plus in the character degree. And when you draft a project, what matters most is how hard is this guy going to work with us. I don't think there's a quarterback in this draft that will work harder than Jalen Milroe. And I'm pretty confident in that statement.
That's the kind of thing that I want to see. That's the kind of thing that I want to hear. Like, if you're going to get a guy that understands, hey, I'm going to have to be back here for a year, I'm going to have to sort of wait my turn and earn my keep and earn my place on this roster, knowing that and hearing those things, and not just from Connor there, but from several different sources and from Jalen Milroe himself, right? If you're going through and talking about Jalen Milroe, he said, I'm not here to be a franchise savior. I'm here to go through and be the guy that's going to try to win football games and try to be, I'm going to fit into a system and I'm going to do my part. I'm not here to save and turn around a franchise. That's not verbatim, but the turn around a franchise part, it just about is. Again, if I'm going through and I'm trying to take a guy, like Connor said, that has to be a developmental project, Jalen Milroe to me is the premier example of that. If you're not going to take Shedeur Sanders, and again, I'll remind you as many times as I need to, I'd love to take Shedeur too. It'd be my preferred move still to this day. I just don't think that's probably going to happen. I think the Browns have probably moved off of that idea, and if not, they're pretty darn close through reading the tea leaves here. But the next guy that I'd have out there, it very well might be a guy like Jalen Milroe. In I want you to have to be there as a guy that I can trust. And you just look at the raw athleticism. I think that you're looking at a quarterback that could potentially turn into, again, an elite quarterback in the NFL. He just needs to be pushed there. It's not a guarantee. You don't know what he's going to turn into. But if he's hitting all the boxes, checking all the boxes, as somebody that can learn from what he's done and then turn it into something, that's Jalen Milroe. Jackson Dart is I think, a developmental project for a different reason. When you look at Milroe, you talk about accuracy, being on time and on target, the type of things that he misses. He can leave his receivers basically on an island and throw the hospital ball. He will occasionally just put out there where you watch a pass go through for Milroe and you go, are you trying to get your receiver killed?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But again, that's the type of thing I want to work on. You look at Jackson Dart. Dart's a little bit more of the on-time, on-target guy. He worked a lot out of shotgun in college with Lane Kiffin, who generally, with Kiffin, it's a big change from going from a Kiffin offense to an NFL offense, especially one that runs like Kevin Stefanski. So I think a lot of what you look at from Jackson Dart is going to be, okay, well, you got the arm. I just need to see you sort of develop. And I need you to see what you have between your ears and how you're going to read a defense and how you're going to work your way into things. And then also just getting up to speed at the NFL level of reading a defense and being ready to go. It could work. I just think Jalen Milroe makes a ton more sense. And when you compare it and actually realize the connection between Tommy Rees and Jalen Milroe and what he was, that to me, I'm looking at quarterback. In a second round, I would take Milroe over Dart probably at this rate. Right? My Browns quarterback, Big Board, will tell you differently. I think we're at a point where I've sort of shifted. I've changed the way that I felt. I'm probably looking at it. If you don't take one of the top two quarterbacks, Milroe might very well be my next guy on the board. The way that it was originally looked at is sort of coming into this offseason when Milroe was rumored to potentially being in that big three of the quarterback class alongside Shedeur Sanders and alongside Cam Ward. 216-474-0092 if you guys want to jump in. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, we're going to get the station buzz. Lance Reisland, Coach Riz, Cleveland.com, going to be joining us at 8 o'clock, but the station buzz is coming your way here in 5 minutes. It's Jake Vonick with you guys right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.